You ready for some coffee, honey?
Absolutely.
I'll pour.
Great coffee. I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
And we are Talking
While Married.
Well, Linda, the caravan's here, and as we anticipated, tons of problems already from the so-called asylum seekers that are coming from Central America and all over the place, and we are now repelling borders.
We are repelling borders?
Yeah, that's a naval term.
Really?
Right? Prepare to repel borders.
Okay.
You know, like when the guys used to swing across, like in the pirate ships?
Yes.
And they would swing across on the ropes to take over the ship? That's exactly what we're doing. We're repelling borders. But we're using like pepper spray and pepper balls and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
but we have to.
We have to. Just recently, they tried to storm the border, which we knew that they would. And they found a weak spot and they made it wider.
In San Ysidro.
We ended up arresting on our side 69 people. And with the 69 people, they were all taken into custody. Nobody got away. So there's not anybody that actually entered and gets to go and stay. But Mexico is apparently getting rid of a lot more.
Yeah, they had 500 people. Again, not Mexican citizens. They were all Central American, primarily from Honduras and Guatemala, that were throwing rocks at their cops and their military. And the Mexican government, isn't it interesting, acted a lot harsher with those people, and they went to immediate deportation. Well, not unlike us, we have this thing called due process. The Mexicans could care less about due process. Immediate deportation of those 500 poop disturbers.
Well, you know, and that's good. You know, the thing about Tijuana is when we were young, Ron, it was a place that we went and it was kind of a mess, right? And now, with the mayor that they have there now, he's really cleaned it up quite a bit. And he doesn't want to see his city messed up again. And what he's seeing, he doesn't like. So you have these thousands of people there that have nowhere to sleep, that need food, that have no bathrooms, that have no sanitary way of, you know, getting themselves washed or diapers changed and those types of things. This is a humanitarian crisis, but it's one that is self-created. It's not one that happened because these people, you know, are in a situation where they don't have food at home or they don't have, they're not seeking, and they may be seeking political asylum, but yet they went all the way through Mexico and didn't stop when they were offered asylum there and didn't stop when they were offered jobs there. So here they are on the border. What on earth did they expect? And what they're doing is throwing rocks at not only the Mexican police, but at our Border Patrol agent.
Well, these are just not nice people, okay? Because nice people do things the right way. And the international law is, if you are feeling oppressed, where you have to flee your nation, your native country, because of oppression, and I think there's five or six categories of oppression, you are to turn yourself in to the first, to the authorities in the first country that you arrive in that has no such oppression. So Mexico doesn't have any oppression. Guatemala didn't have any of that oppression. So if you go through Guatemala, you're supposed to present yourself for asylum. If you're a Guatemalan, you go through the Mexican border, you turn yourself into Mexican authorities. Not only are they not turning themselves into Mexican authorities, but they come all the way up to the border. Those people that sneak through, and Border Patrol was talking about it today, they went past a number of squad cars and outposts and never turned themselves in at all. You know what that tells me? They're not interested in asylum process. They're interested in sneaking in illegally and then being granted amnesty later on. That's what they care about, going to the head of the line and kicking everybody back.
Well, sure. And you have still, even with all of this going on, the misinformation given to the American public by the news media is astounding. And when you have politicians in Hawaii that are Democrat saying on Twitter to the whole world that the United States is using chemical weapons against these people. I mean, that is just such a misrepresentation of what went on. And then you have the news media portraying everybody there as these poor women and children. And take a look at the pictures of all the men and the men throwing rocks.
Well, over 80% of all of the people, and I mean, that we see, and it's on a variety of different types of networks, including Telemundo, which is Mexican international television. You see that 80% of them are all military-aged males, which scares me. And then you find a smattering of women, and you do have the kids. But they use the kids as human shields. They brought those kids up today to breach that wall, and they put those kids up in front. And they were repelled by chemical agents, you know, pepper spray, mace, things like that. And you see the parents, the women, mothers, grabbing those kids and yanking them off that line. Well, you're the person that put the kid up on the line. Well, to me, it's child abuse.
Yeah, it is child abuse. And, you know, so many of our liberal politicians went crazy about this today. And they accused President Trump of being abusive to these kids and, you know, with the pepper spray. Again, those mothers purposefully brought those children up front, and they knew exactly what was going to happen. They've been warned numerous times. Well, not only are they putting them in harm's way with the pepper spray, they're putting them in harm's way with these rock throwers.
Well, they're putting them in harm's way from the minute they start the travel to get up to the United States, because there's all sorts of criminals that prey on these people. They're sexual predators, there's sex trafficking, you've got the drug cartels, you've got all sorts of bad people that pick on these immigrants because they know that they brought some money with them. They have to have money in order to buy food, right, along the way. So I'm concerned about that. The next thing I'm concerned about, and you touched on it, is how the media misportrays everything that's happening.
Yes.
CNN, as we are watching pictures of people throwing rocks at the Mexican police and the Mexican military and even trying to hit our helicopters with rocks, for God's sakes, and our Border Patrol agents, CNN is reporting that there's no rock throwing going on at the border. You know, it's absolutely incredible. And then, of course, all your whack job bubbleheads from Hollyweird are, you know, getting their 2 cents in. Rihanna, the singer, is accusing the United States of terrorism for using pepper spray at the border. Terrorism? Now, here's a person that hasn't done squat for any of these asylum seekers. She's not down there. She didn't help anybody. She didn't offer to sponsor anybody. She hasn't donated any money. She's done absolutely nothing but open up her big pie hole and just fill the airs full of gas. You know, you want to talk about chemical warfare? Let's talk about that. Because that's completely false. Then you've got this idiot Democrat congressman from Maryland, Elijah Cummings. You know him. You always see him in the hearings. He's the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, for God's sakes. He says, well, everybody on that caravan should just be allowed to come across our borders and apply for asylum. What is a guy like that thinking? And he's a congressional representative
who is supposed to be upholding our rule of law, who is doing the exact opposite. You had MSNBC on air with Gaddy Schwartz, who was on the ground embedded in Tijuana, Mexico. And the anchor, Stephanie Ruhle, asked him to characterize a group of migrants he's encountering, saying that, oh, look at these images. You know, it's women and children. And the guy on the ground said, no, it's mostly men. And they are looking to get into the country. They are not looking for asylum. They are simply looking to get into the country. The vast majority of these people in this caravan are men. And this is what MSNBC's own guy on the ground said.
Well, that's an inconvenient truth, isn't it?
Well,
now
it
look,
is.
Now look at, you know, of course, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, the socialist, you know, congressional elect coming in from, I think she's from the Queens, right? She's from Queens, New York. Represents that area in Queens. She compares the migrant to Holocaust victims. You know?
She has no clue. No clue of anything in life. This girl couldn't say more wrong things on a day-in, day-out basis than anybody I've ever seen. She is dangerous, but really not very intelligent. And the fact that people elected her is, again, it's just scary. I don't know what's going on in this country. But I want to go back to this one thing real quick, Ron, about the misinformation. On MSNBC, in that same broadcast, the anchor said, how much lower can the U.S. go? And insisted that the border agents were throwing tear gas at primarily women and children. And nothing could be further from the truth. And again, as a mom myself, I would never put my children in that situation. Never. These are not parents who are caring and loving to their children. These are parents who, as you said, are using them to almost like human shields, but they are using them as human shields, from what I'm seeing. They're using them thinking that they will get further with the children in front and yes. we won't come back.
Well, that's why they're using them as shields.
Because we're a compassionate nation. And to have these people in our own legislatures and our own media trying to say different makes me really angry.
Well, I think President Trump has come to the point where he's ready to shut down the border. And they shut down the entire San Ysidro border in regards to this first outbreak, but there's going to be many more of these outbreaks. And I'll tell you what, I'm behind President Trump 1,000%. If it takes us to close that border down, then let's damn well close it down.
Well,
and if he has a problem with Congress or the Senate or whoever and threatens to shut the government down, you know what? I say go for it. Go ahead and shut the damn government down because it's worthless the way it's been running. They'll run the normal things that we have to run, that we're mandated to run, you know, like the VA and all the different things and Social Security and Medicare and all of that. But as far as I'm concerned, the people on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have been kicking this road down, this can down the road for generations.
Yes.
And I say, let's bring it to a head. If it's going to be a revolution as far as how we handle our border, then let's make it that revolution, meaning, you know, obviously not violent revolution, but a revolution in our thought.
Well, we have to build this wall.
And you know, and I think the United States could certainly do without United States District Court judges like John Tiger, that is in California, who recently, you know, ruled against President Trump's asylum program, where it was, you know, no longer, you know, catch and release, it's detain X amount of days, process them very quickly, and kick them out of the country, deport them out of the country. And he's saying, oh, well, you know, you really can't do that. Well, you know what? That's something where we need to expeditiously take it up to the United States Supreme Court and finish all of this crap once and for all. I say let's lay it all on the table and send it up to the United States Supreme Court and let's get that fixed. And while we're at it, I'm going to tell you how radical I am. While we're at it, let's take care of that stupid 14th Amendment. Because the 14th Amendment, in my belief, has nothing to do with people coming across our borders who are here illegally and having children, or people that are here legally on visas coming over there and having their kids, and all of a sudden these kids become American citizens, and now they've got chain migration. I've had enough of all of this stuff. It is completely changing the culture of the United States, and we are no longer one indigenous people. We are all sorts of broken up, you know, cultural, ethnic, we're this. We're no longer Americans. We're hyphenated Americans, and no one wants to assimilate and become an American citizen anymore.
And you know what, Ron? If you look at history, and if you are a follower of history, you will see that that situation is when countries and nations fall. You have to be united, and we are not united in the way that we were even when I was a kid. We're not united in this country, and we need to be much more united. And having people run over our borders, these 4,000 or 5,000 people is one thing. But don't forget that 50,000 are coming over a month in some months, 30 to 50,000 every month. This is no small problem. And it's just getting bigger and bigger. And we are supporting them. We are, just look at the new diseases that have been coming into America lately that we have no explanation for. This brand new polio-like disease, where did that come from? My guess is it came from some country, from somewhere that somebody came in that had this disease.
Well, just this last week in Los Angeles, they had an outbreak of typhus, for God's sakes, and they had 105 typhus victims.
Were these homeless people?
Well, yeah, but it's down in the homeless areas, but guess what? Who are the homeless people? It's all these people, like from the caravans and all these people sneaking across the borders that don't have any English skills. They have no job skills. They have no money. They have no support, no sponsors, no nothing. And they come here expecting to get instantaneous employment and instantaneous wealth, and it's not there. And they find out that, look, you know, especially in the wintertime, you know, the United States can be kind of a brutal place. And they're used to the tropical environment. Hell, they thought Mexico was cold, for God's sakes. You know, and Mexico's in its 60s,
right.
And they're going, oh, my God, this is cold.
That
you know, they're used to 80 degrees.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's not. And, of course, they're not dressed for it. But your point is very well taken, because we have all sorts of medical problems cropping up that we have not seen for decades.
Yes.
And, you know, I kind of glossed over United States District Court Judge John Tiger in California. These people legislate from the bench, and they never give it 1 minute of thought of what the repercussions are of a stupid ruling like that and how it impacts safety and security of the United States and those that protect and defend the security and safety of the United States. And judges like that, they don't even think about it. They make some political decision based on emotion instead of thinking, really, why are you there? You're there to give out justice, and justice is all part of the safety and security of the United States. I can't tell you how angry I am when I see judges legislate from the bench like this.
Well, this entire situation, in my opinion, we as Americans should be united about, and we are not. And that's very, very frustrating. I, for one, stand totally behind President Trump and the way that he's handling this situation.
I agree with you.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Tired of watching the same old sporting events? Well, kick it up a notch and get ready, America, for something you've never seen before. It's the new generation of Western superstars. Shorty Gorham's American freestyle bullfighting. Who will win? The acrobatic, tough-as-nails Western superstar or the meanest half-ton fighting bulls on Earth? This is one of the most extreme sports you'll ever see in an arena. This is hand-to-horn combat on a level playing field. Go to ShortyGorhamAFB.com or find them on Facebook. It's bullfighting time.
Well, I really like this orange spice tea.
I like it. Yeah, but we don't have any honey, so I'm cheating with a little bit of sugar.
We'll buy some more honey. We gotta have honey. You know, just to kind of end up this immigration talk, you know, I just want to point out that people really forget that President Obama did all of these same things that are happening now in his administration. In 2013, he had his border patrol there, and they shot pepper balls into the immigrants trying to cross the border. He separated parents and children. He did all of the same things. There's nothing that Trump is doing that's new here. It's just that he's getting bashed for it, and President Obama did not.
Well, you know, the sad thing for me as an American citizen is that this has left the venue of national security, and all of this crap is political. And the American people are the people that are left out. When the music stops, they're the people without the chair.
Exactly.
The Congress, the Senate, they've all got their chairs. They've all got their little compounds, their walls around their properties.
Their private security.
Exactly. And the American people are left out in the cold. What about all these angel moms? Everybody gets ticked off about, you know, migrants getting, you know, pepper sprayed. And nobody gets ticked off about the hundreds of American citizens, most of them are kids, that are gunned down or macheted to death by illegal alien bandits and criminals like MS-13. Not a single person in the mainstream media puts up any kind of argument about how wrong that is.
Do you know what? That's a really good point, Ron. They have fussed these last few days about pepper balls and said that we were aiming at women and children. But they don't fuss when a teenager gets macheted by MS-13. And they don't fuss when thousands of our young kids die from opioid overdoses that are brought across the border. And they don't fuss when illegal aliens either drunk drive and kill a whole family or shoot somebody. We hear a blurb on the news,
you know,
and it's over.
And they're talking about right now, they're talking about criminal justice reform. Okay, well, let's do some criminal justice reform. 46% of all inmates in state and federal prisons are illegal aliens. 46%. That's absolutely insane. The amount of illegal alien crime, I've written extensively about this on America Out Loud, my own blog, about the the tremendous amount of illegal alien crime, and especially in border states such as California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
Absolutely.
And nobody wants to talk about that.
No, nobody wants to talk about it, but they want to accuse us of aiming pepper balls at women and children. Women and children that should not even be where they are, that are there trying to commit an illegal act against the United States of America. So anyway, that's kind of my last word on it. But
okay.
It's just really frustrating. The entire situation is frustrating. And the spin is really frustrating. Speaking of the situation and Honduras, where a lot of these people are, the president's brother was just accused of trying to import into the United States tons, not pounds, tons of cocaine.
Now, you're referring to the Honduran president.
The Honduran president.
His brother.
His brother.
Amazing.
Yes. And, you know, so all of their hands are dirty. These countries are a mess. We cannot take all these people in. And they really have to clean up their own acts somehow.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. I'm going to change it up just a bit. But, you know, you were talking about the media and, you know, there's been so many studies. And they all tend to say the same thing. About 93% of all the news is anti, you know, Trump news.
Yes.
Well, I thought the president was pretty cool the other day. And I thought about this myself. So I must be channeling the president right now.
Oh, no.
But he came, you know, just, you know, the way he comes up with stuff, right? And it's always, okay, I'm going to throw this out and let you guys play with it. And what it was is that, you know, I think the United States government should have a worldwide network, you know, like, you know, CNN.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I came up for a name with it, GNN, Government News Network. And why don't we just put news out of the White House? And that way you can put out everything that President Trump is doing and you know, the accomplishments and all of the stuff that's going on. Why not have your own worldwide network? I mean, you couldn't do any worse than what's going on now.
If it eliminates Jim Acosta, I'm all for it.
I just thought I'd throw that out because it was pretty funny.
And Chris Wallace, too, because the interview that Chris Wallace, when he had his second chance to do an interview with the president, what does he talk about?
Oh, I know. I watched it with you, and it was a gotcha. Every single question that he asked the president was a gotcha question.
There was nothing in there about all of his accomplishments,
right,
about lowering taxes, about
right,
booming economy,
right,
about putting tariffs on China, about the agreement between Mexico, Canada, and the United States, the better health care for the veterans. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There was nothing in his questions about that. It was about, well, you call the press an enemy of the people.
Well, they are.
But this is what he wants to talk about?
Well, you know what?
In his interview?
And it just kind of points out where Fox News is going. And a lot of our conservative friends are not happy at all with Fox News. You know, we were watching, before we got a cup of coffee, we were watching the news on television. We were watching Fox News. And Shepard Smith has a commercial. Well, you know, I don't listen to Shepard Smith because I can't stand him.
He's the least liked host on Fox News.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't surprise me a bit. And he's saying, well, you know, I really try to put the facts out there and make it all balanced. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You know, he was everything that he had to say about, you know, the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh was completely wrong, was completely biased, was prejudiced. And I think that's why they put him on in the New Hour, because everybody's out eating lunch and nobody's watching TV.
Oh, no. Well,
but I'll tell you what.
They love him over there.
Well, I tell you what. You love him over there. I don't like him over here.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't care for him either. But I do really like, just to put my little plug in for One America News.
I love him at One America News.
It's a great station.
I'm biased. I work with him.
No, but forget what you do. I love them before you worked with them. And the reason that you work with them is because we liked the station. We felt that it was an ethical news network,
right,
rather than a political hit machine.
And you know, you've come to meet some of the people at One America News, and they're wonderful people, aren't they?
They are wonderful.
Every single
people.
I don't care who you, I guess I'm going to give a plug right now while you and I are talking, but every single person that I have ever met in my relationship with One America News, it's been 4 years now, Liz Wheeler, Graham Ledger, I mean, every single, all the producers, all the associates, the woman that comes in and puts makeup on me to go on television, every single person is just wonderful, and they are just the nicest, most sincere people I think I've ever met in news media, period.
And I agree with you. I still really can't dig the makeup on you, though.
Well, you know,
I'm just not going,
I don't
for
have
it.
Any hair, and the lights bounce off the dome. Let's just say that.
But anyway, you know, we have become so uber politically correct in this country. It's just to the point of being ridiculous. Everybody is getting slammed for everything. So you have comedian Kevin Hart, who has a little one-year-old boy who he's giving a birthday party to. And he does a theme, which is Cowboys and Indians. And the theme is absolutely adorable. You can look up the pictures of all the people that were there. They must have given them, like, Indian blankets. There was people dressed in Indian garb and people dressed in cowboy garb. And his little one-year-old baby was dressed in cowboy garb. And they did a whole theme party. It was as cute as could be. He is completely getting bashed on all of social media, as though that he's being, people are saying that it celebrates genocide, white supremacy, slavery. Oh, well, you wouldn't have a, you know, slave owner and slave party. Well, I don't know. I might. That might be kind of fun. I don't know. I mean, let's get real. This is not, it's not real Cowboys and Indians, people. It's a party, for heaven's sakes. And
Linda,
are we to do this,
okay,
to others?
Now, you brought this up, okay? So I'm going to tell you, I didn't even discuss this with you while we were working today. I get an email from a gal that used to live in California, okay? And she pulled out in 1975, but she reads my stuff. And you know that viral article that I wrote about California becoming, mm-hmm, a third world country, right? So she loved it. And so she asked me if she could share it with other people. And I said, well, sure, yeah, go ahead and share it But, you know, and just let me know how it worked out. So then she has the gall. She sends me another email. And she goes, well, you said some things about the, you know, about Governor Brown, and you called him an idiot or something. You know, you said something disparaging, and my friends are more politically correct. Can I share your article and just take that stuff out? And I said, no. I said, I put that stuff in there for a reason. I said, because he is an idiot. And I said, the people that voted him were idiots. And that's why, you know, and I said, when you were in California in 75, everything was nice. I said, it doesn't resemble anything like what it was in 1975. No. And I said, you either take the whole article or you don't. I said, by the way, that's one of the reasons I left California, for the lack of freedom of speech.
Well, I agree. And this, I mean, this is just ridiculous on this whole party issue. And even, you know, even though I'm no longer a fan of Megyn Kelly, you know, the fact that she lost her job over saying something about blackface in Halloween costumes is absolutely ridiculous. We have gone to just past ridiculous in this country. And I know, Ron, and I truly believe that most people in America feel that way. And it's just those bullies that... the social media bullies that really make it seem like it's politically correct. But in private, people don't talk that way.
Well, Linda, I want to let you know something, because Megyn Kelly apparently is already spinning this whole thing about her leaving NBC. I didn't even know this, but of course, Linda, I stay on top of the gossip. Okay.
And you are the gossip person.
All right. So here's the deal now that's being spun with Megyn Kelly's people. And that is, she was planning on leaving NBC anyway, because apparently she has a big line of cosmetics. And by the way, I never even heard of her line of cosmetics, but apparently it's so fantastic. Successful that NBC was getting ticked off that she was spending too much time marketing her cosmetics, so they got rid of her for that.
Well,
okay, so
more fake news.
It's
right?
More fake news.
Yeah. You just can't get enough of it. You know, speaking of fake.
Speaking of makeup, because you brought it up.
No, just speaking of fake. So the Clinton Foundation. Donations have just dramatically fallen off since she has not won any elections and is not in any political power.
Shocked, I say.
I know.
I think that place is going to go bankrupt, right? Because it was, who didn't believe it was a quid pro quo?
It was pay to play.
The whole time around, okay?
Right.
You're making, and your husband, are making hundreds of millions of dollars. And what would the reason for that be besides you being Secretary of State or you running for political office like the presidency? Why would people be giving you all that money?
Right. And why do people even still give this woman any bit of credibility in life at all when what she has done has been just patently unethical across her career? Okay, and my last real beef I have today is, again, with female actresses. I have just had all that I want to hear from them. I wish that they would be quiet and act. So you have people like Kathy Griffin, okay? Kathy Griffin says that the asylum seekers should be welcome to our country and President Trump should be sent to prison. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell, she says the border clash was pure horror and called for the removal of the president. Then you have Rob Reiner. Of course, it's not a female, but...
Yeah, but he's a huge Los Angeles liberal.
Don't know how you get lower than tear gassing babies, but if anybody can, Trump can find a way. We must never get used to the horror that is this president. May I remind Mr. Reiner that President Obama did the same thing and he sung his praises. This is just as hypocritical as can be. And the worst one is Alyssa Milano, who just, she uses too many curse words that I'm not even going to repeat. But, you know, she's complaining about him tear gassing women. And then you have George Takei from
Star Trek.
Star Trek, who Mr. says
Zulu.
That Trump is testing whether he can get away with things like firing tear gas at young children. He's hoping these images harden his supporters to even worse acts to come, and he's banking on racism to get his way. We must oppose and condemn him. Did he condemn Obama for doing the exact same thing? What is wrong with these people? These people have no brain whatsoever.
Well, there's always a reason that people do things. And the reason that I think these particular people do things is because they really haven't got much going right now. You know, they really don't have a TV show. They don't have a movie. They don't have a contract going. And they need, I'm sure, you know, some of them are a little offbeat. And, you know, they all live in that Hollywood bubble. But I think the other thing is that they crave attention. And this is a good time for them to jump on the bandwagon and get some. Not a single one of these people have done anything to help any of these asylum people, but they are all very famous anti-Trumpers. And I think that's where this comes from. They just like bagging on the president.
They all have issues of their own. So I just think that they don't even know what they're talking about. And it just bothers me that they have to use their acting platform in order to bash the president. But what they're saying is dangerous and incorrect. And, of course, the media reprints it and reprints it. The other one that I'm really disgusted with, somebody I used to really love, is Barbara Streisand. And kind of on a different level, even though she hates Trump and she bashes him, she bashes women like me, women like all of my friends and people that I know, who she says don't believe enough in their own thoughts, that we just vote the way that we vote because we're not strong enough to go against our husbands. And believe me, Dr. Martinelli, I'm strong enough to go against you, and you know that. And so are all my friends. We don't vote the way that we vote because of you guys. We vote the way that we vote because we are thinking women with making our own decisions as opposed to these people.
Well, as one who lives in fear of you
this
house, okay? Hey, listen, I want to, you know, you brought up this woman thing, and so I want to just compliment you on something. You wrote a fabulous article on the Me Too movement on America Out Loud, and that darn article has gone viral. Anytime an article that you write bounces over to me in my office without my doing, then that is a pretty damn good article. And I read that article. I know you, before we went to bed last night, you read a couple of paragraphs of that article, and I told you it sounded pretty good. But when I saw the whole article about you taking on the Me Too movement, I couldn't be more proud of you. I thought that was a fantastic article.
Well, the article, Ron, is about female genital mutilation in our country. And I don't think that most people are aware that about 500,000 young girls are subjected to this
in the United States. I certainly wasn't aware of that at all.
And my point is, if you are in the Me Too movement and you want to complain about what happens to women, what could be worse than having a little child's lady parts cut off? And where are you on this issue? And why are we not hearing from you? If you are a Me Too person, why are we not hearing from you on this issue?
Well, you know what? I want to continue in that vein about the dysfunctionality of the Me Too movement, but I want to grab a glass of milk.
You got it, Ronnie.
I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
As former law enforcement officers, we know that your life and the lives of those you love and work with can change in an instant when you encounter an active shooter.
Unfortunately, in today's world of uncertainty, encountering an armed active shooter can have deadly consequences. That's why the key to survival is training and preparedness.
And that's why we want to invite our listeners to seriously consider taking our Response to Active Shooter training course.
Violence can happen to you anytime and anywhere and when you least expect it. Having a response and survival plan and engaging it can be the difference between life and death for you or a family member.
Our Response to Active Shooter courses are customized for the corporate, school, church, restaurant, and small business environment at a reasonable budget that fits your needs.
So don't put this life-saving training off because you don't think it will ever happen to you. We call those people victims.
Our Response to Active Shooter instructors are all nationally renowned tactical law enforcement experts who will guide you through the life-saving protocols you'll need to survive an active shooter event.
So be a victor, not a victim. Go to responsetoactiveshooter.com to learn more today.
Remember, that's all one word, responsetoactiveshooter.com, and be safe out there.
You know, now that we're back from a snack, I really want to keep talking about this whole Me Too movement, because that's a frost your socks thing to me. I don't understand what the advocacy is. I think it's a very singularly focused advocacy about, you know, sexual impropriety, but there are so many things that are happening to women around the world that the Me Too movement has no voice in. I think in your article you said you hear crickets, and I hear crickets when it comes to the hundreds of thousands of women and children that have been killed in Syria, and a lot of those children being females. I don't hear anything from the Me Too movement about all these women that are caught up in sex trafficking and these children coming across the border, including these so-called asylum seekers and these migrants that are totally sexually exploited by the cartels and, you know, and prostitution cartels. I don't hear anything from these women. It's all anti-Trump. Everything has to do with anti-Trump. And I'm not so sure it even has to do with women sincerely. Because if they were really sincere, they would take on a lot of these issues that affect young children and young women.
Well, I agree with you. It's been a very frustrating kind of a movement. Being a woman, I understand that women get raped. And I understand an advocacy for women and against that act. But what I don't understand is that it's really limited to, we're going to take out the guys in the big power guys in the entertainment world or the corporate world or the political world. But we're not taking out the guys, Ron, that are the guys that really perpetrate a lot of this, especially on young girls. You have a huge human trafficking issue. It comes right up through Texas from that Mexican border. People are transporting young girls across the lines of the country in order to force them to have sex. Where are they on these issues? And again, you have the female genital mutilation. That's not a religious issue. It's a cultural issue. And it's by people coming across our borders again that are not assimilating into the country and are bringing these cultural habits. Why are they doing this? They're doing this for their future men, because the men don't want them to be tarnished. So they do this mutilation to the young girls, and the girls can never enjoy having a sex life, and they are basically owned by the man that they're with.
The thing that I found both fascinating and disgusting was in this recent prosecution of the doctor that was doing the mutilations.
Yes.
And I think it was up in Dearborn, Michigan or something.
It was Detroit.
Detroit. Okay, it was up in Michigan. And the thing that I was fascinated by, in a bad way, was the doctor was female.
Yes.
And so how could one woman, you know, being a man, I'm looking at it from the prism of being a man, how can one woman do that to another woman?
I think it's just so culturally ingrained in them that that is what they do. And I'm sure then also that that doctor is being paid to do it. And the mothers who come from a culture where virtually everybody has this done, they are keeping that practice alive. In the United States, this is illegal. It was said to be illegal in 1996.
It's not illegal if the judge finds for the defendant.
The judge
and
said,
he says it was an unconstitutionally written law.
Yes. and that it is for the states to decide, and only 27 out of 50 states have laws against it. So again,
which is amazing.
Amazing. So again, where are the Me Too women when these children are, it's not that they're being raped, it is that they are having their sexual organs cut off, and there, you've got to have something to say about that. If you believe in the rights of women, you've got to say something about this. This is a total human rights violation on these children. So I agree with you. I am confused about the women's movement because it seems only political to me.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is I look at these women that are in the forefront of this movement, and they're expressing that they want to make women stronger, and I don't see them making women stronger. I see the opposite. I see a lot of weakness. I don't see the women that are the leaders of this movement taking control over anything, except they're just bitching and moaning. They're not politically active. They don't protest in the right areas. They don't try to change legislation. And I think they selectively pick on certain people. I'm not saying that the people that they pick on don't deserve to be picked on. Certainly, some of the people like Weinstein and, some of these Hollywood movie moguls that have done some of, even if they did one-tenth of what they're accused of, they should be drummed out of that community. But it just seems to me, and I just want to say something nice about you, they need more Linda Martinelli's out there, because you don't take crap from anybody.
Well, thank you.
Well, you sure don't take any from me.
No, but I do feel a very strong sense of, just that we need to pay attention more to the things that are really important. And Harvey Weinstein, okay, he got drummed out and he's getting his comeuppance. A lot of those women went to those rooms certainly willingly, okay? Yeah. But these little girls who suffer physical abuse within their homes, little girls who suffer female genital mutilation, little girls who are sex trafficked, those are the people, Ron, that need our help.
To me, those are the real victims. I don't mean to minimize or to mitigate or minimize the victimization of women in Hollywood that are susceptible to these predatory movie moguls. But like you said, they know what they're getting into when they go up to some guy's apartment. It 2:30 in the morning, and the guy's dressed only in a bathrobe. I think when they answer the door in the bathrobe, I think you sort of got an idea of where this is going to go.
I think I would run the other way. But, and I don't minimize that many, many, many women have been assaulted in one way or another. You can't minimize that. But let's get real about who's helpless and who's not helpless, and it is our young girls.
I agree with you.
The Me Too movement needs to speak to that.
Yeah, and I think that's my point too in asking these different questions. But anyway, that was a hell of an article. Your writing skills just get better every single week, and you develop kind of a following. I sort of live in your shadow.
I seriously doubt that. I will never come up to your level.
Oh, stop.
But I enjoy doing the writing, and it's things that I think that need to be said. Well, to switch gears totally, I am absolutely thrilled that we have our Christmas tree up, and it looks beautiful, and I love sitting near it with, a cup of hot coffee, a cup of hot chocolate. It's just a great time of year.
It's beautiful. And what I liked about this year is
that I did it, right?
Well, wait a minute. What's this I stuff? I was there.
You were there, yes.
Did I not drag the tree out? Did I not unbox it? Did I not pull it apart? Did I not put it together and then help with the Christmas ornaments? Was there no me in the I part of this equation?
There was a little bit of you. I don't know if you can hear my eyes rolling a little bit as you're talking. But anyway, but it's done. I'm still awaiting Christmas lights out front. But anyway, I would like to talk about Christmas gifts, because you know how I feel about Christmas gifts.
You hate Christmas. You don't hate Christmas. You hate Christmas gifts.
Right.
Okay, so I'm all ears about what you're going to say about Christmas gifts.
Well, I'm going to tell you what some of the hottest new gadgets are out.
Oh, I love this. Go ahead.
Christmas.
I want to hear it.
And
I love it when you do these things.
I think some of them are pretty cool.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, this first thing, this is amazing. Somebody is really smart to have thought of this, is a gadget called Fixed, F-I-X-D. And you know how when you have something wrong with your car and you go to the car place and they hook it up to the machine and it reads the...
And it costs you a lot of money.
And then they say, oh, no, you have this and that and this and that wrong with your car. And then you're spending all kinds of money. Well, this does it. You can do it yourself, and it will tell you for real what's wrong with your car, and so that they can't scam you anymore.
Okay, well, that's a great idea, but I want to ask you, did you check the reviews on it to see if it really does work?
It has a 4.7 rating out of 5.
Oh, that's good.
So, with over 3,000 reviews, so that's pretty good.
How much is it? Do you know?
I did know. I want to say it's under $100.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, that is a cool gift.
Okay, can somebody like me do it?
Well, I don't know about you, but somebody could do it. Yeah. No, I think even you could do this one, Ron.
Okay.
And they've already sold a million of them. I just think that that's a great idea because...
It is a great idea because we always get screwed when we go, when we go to the mechanic.
And,
you never know if they're telling you the truth.
It's a great gift for women because they see us coming when we go to the car places.
Well, they see guys like me coming too, so I'll put my I'll put myself in that package.
So here's another one that's a really cool thing. It's called FlexSafe, and it's a portable safe for wherever you go. And it's a flexible safe, and you can lock it. And so say that you're going to go to the beach, and you're going to have your chair out there. You can lock your valuables in it, and then you can lock the safe to your chair.
And then all I have to do is take the chair out of the safe.
The whole chair. Right. But
how big is it?
It's about the size of a... I'd say it's about double the size of your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So it's not very big. You can put your phone and some money and
but
your
I can't
watch.
Put I can't put a small gun in there.
Yeah, you actually could.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So I like that. You can put jewelry, credit cards, debit cards, you know, things like that, and take it wherever you want to go.
What's that cost?
I don't know how much everything costs.
Okay, what's the name of it again?
It is called FlexSafe.
FlexSafe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is not a very expensive item either.
Okay.
And you and I were talking about this, and I couldn't remember the name, but now I do. And it's called Skylink HDTV Antenna. You can get free TV legally. So it's a little box that you hook up to your TV, and... you can get hundreds of TV channels for free because there is a law that says that every cable company or every satellite company also has to have their shows transmitted by radio waves. And this picks up the radio waves.
Yeah, what am I going to get? Television stations from Indonesia?
No, you're going to get most of the stations that you get now.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Not all of them, but most of them.
You know, I got to be... skeptical about this because I've seen these different things pop up before, but when I look at the reviews, they're crappy.
Well, if they had crappy reviews, I would not be discussing them with you.
Okay.
There's over 1.5 million units of these that have been sold.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, here's another one. I probably wouldn't go for this, but the Mind Insole. You get a foot massage with every step. And that's kind of a cool thing. So if you have sore feet or...
which I do.
Yeah. And you know that back and hip pain are often...
I do know that.
By the way that you walk.
I do know that.
So if your feet are hurting, this is a great way. It's kind of like reflexology while you're walking.
Okay. What's the name of it?
It's called Mind in Soul.
Okay.
Okay. And then this is a pretty interesting thing. It's called Heat Buddy. Heat Buddy. And you can heat a room in minutes with it. You need this at work.
Oh, for my office? My office is the coldest office in the whole office building. Why is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what is it?
Mine's not
okay,
cold.
What do you do with it?
You turn it on. It's a little portable heater, but it's very, very small and compact, and it supposedly will heat your whole entire office.
Okay.
You can take it, like say that you're going on a trip, and you can take it to a motel, to the office.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is this one that it has its own plug attached to it, and you plug it into the wall? Is this that one? I think I saw it at Home Depot. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, well, I don't know. I would assume it has to have a plug to work.
It's not even a foot tall, right?
It's small.
It's about eight inches, and it's about 6 inches
just
wide.
Right, you hold it in your hand.
Right, you hold it in your hand. I think I saw that. Okay. It's good, huh?
Well, that's what they say.
All right.
Now, this item is called an Energix charger. It's supposed to fix your phone battery's life. I don't know exactly how this one works, but you know how sometimes you charge your phone and then the battery drains right away?
Well, I think that happens when your battery gets really old.
Well, this particular item is supposed to be fixing that on your phone.
Okay.
So I don't know much more about it than them, but if it works, that's a great idea.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's some flashlights that are really, really, really bright. It's very small, but they're military-grade tactical flashlights. You always like those.
I do like those, and the LED technology has really gotten so much better now.
It has.
You really get some great, bright flashlights now.
And when you live out somewhere where there's no lights like where we live, it is so pitch black at night that you really need to have a light like that.
I agree.
And this last one that I really like, Night Guide HD driving glasses. So you put them on at night and they make everything much clearer. So, you know, some people can't see so well driving at night, and this just brightens everything up and makes things stand out for you.
Okay. That's what I want. That one.
That's your Christmas present, right?
I want
that. That's what you want.
I want that.
Yeah, because it makes everything clear.
Yeah, because I have a hard time at night. And we have a lot of deer out here, and I don't want to get smacked by a deer.
Yes, or you don't
like
want
everybody,
to smack a deer.
Like everybody in our family has been smacked by a deer except for you.
Except for me.
And you watched me get smacked by a deer last week.
Right behind
Thank God
you.
I didn't hurt it. I was only going about 10 miles an hour.
Well,
I think
I
scared it more than I did anything.
It's not so much that you smacked the deer as the deer smacked you.
Well, that's what I meant, smacked by
right
a deer.
He ran right into your car
just
as we were leaving the mailbox. So, yeah. But these are some interesting and great gifts. And I think that they make much better gifts than, you know, your standard, set of wine glasses.
Well, I'll tell you what, out of all the gifts that you discussed, the two things that I really, that are really resonating with me is that small heater and those glasses. So just think about your hubby, and I don't know about you, but I'm going to turn off the Christmas tree and go to bed.
Okay, and the dog has beat us there as usual.
Yes, she has.